most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Makes them friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Happy everything in between. Are you all happy tonight? Well, you know, I always wanted to do a show where we could do a charity show, talk about wonderful charities and giving back and paying it forward. And I've done them. You love them. Well, I put out a huge query the other day on Haro.com, which is a great site. And I asked people to send me, you know, about all these charities that they love or that they've started or how we can change the world of charitable giving. So, you know, we got to make a point in giving back, because I believe that that's how the world goes round. You give, you get, but don't give to get. You know what I'm saying, people? I missed you all. What have you been up to? I know you all hear in my voice that I'm tired. I was sailing all day on the Biscayne Bay. It was gorgeous. And I'm out of here, going up to New York this week. You know, I got some things to do. But tell me what's up. Tweet me, people, because you know I'm on Twitter right now. And it's at Max Tucci, so we're going to have some fun there because we get interactive. How much fun was last week's show with CSI Miami, Eva LaRue, and Emily Proctor? Good times. Did you all watch tonight? You know, is the season finale. I want to tweet me because I want to know what you all think, because you are – you CSI Miami fans, you are some tweeters, man. You're a tweetaholics, and I love you for it because it's good times. But I got to tell you what's going on tonight here on Max and Friends. We've got a rundown of some wonderful charities, so ways you can give back. Plus, we've got on my new friend. She's going to come on in a little bit, Sarah. She owns a rodeo, okay? And it's going to be in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, this coming weekend. So I want to talk to her about that. Plus, you all know I got my own app from appsbar.com. That's appsbar.com. And it's the Max Tucci app on Android phones. We're going to be up on iPhones like pretty soon. So I want y'all to go check. But speaking of checking things out, right now, I want you to check out my next guest, because Rob Roy is the VP for the National Program Director. Now, check this out, for Bon Jovi Entertainment. So we want to know exactly what that's all about and how we can change the world of charitable giving. So I welcome Rob to Max and Friends. How are you?
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, tell us about this whole Bon Jovi Acoustics and Bon Jovi Entertainment, and what's it all about?
Well, our founder, Tony Bon Jovi, he was the founder of the legendary power station in New York City. He got his start in Motown and discovered acts such as the Ramones, the Talking Heads, and, you know, and eventually put together his cousin, John, to the, you know, the Bon Jovi band that we know. Tony's the Bon Jovi behind the Bon Jovi, behind the scenes. That was the Bon Jovi Entertainment side. Along the way, he invented an audio technology. His first goal was to he's a private pilot as well. It's his hobby outside of music. And he invented this audio technology to create, frankly, to get some cool tunes in his airplane with weight constrictions and a small plane. It's not like he could put, you know, thousands of dollars of amplifiers and heavy, heavy equipment. So he figured this technology out where he can do it with just with an algorithm. And lo and behold, the wonders of digital, you know, fast forward about 20 years and we were able to, create a digital technology. And it was named after his legendary power station studio called the Digital Power Station, or DPS for short. And what this technology does is it remasters audio in real time for your listening device. Simply put, your iPhone, your computers, they're very small, inexpensive speakers, your earbuds, very small little speakers. You get these little $7 earbuds, and, you know, with the adaptation of the DPS, it turns these earbuds into amazing sounded pieces of equipment without having to spend a bunch of extra money on, you know, $300 headphones. You get the same sound just using the DPS technology.
I love them. I need to get a pair. Now, how did Bon Jovi Acoustics, how have they joined forces with these numerous charities to get, you know, things going?
Well, the one thing is that, you know, with Tony's success, one of the things that he was always paramount about was, you know, giving back, whether it was, you know, taking young people in the business under his wing and developing them in their careers. You know, I was one of those people. Tony took me under his wing many years ago as a producer and engineer. And you know, it goes further than that. And, you know, as we built Bon Jovi Acoustics, it was extremely important to carry on that same philosophy, was to be able to give back. So we looked at many charities to align ourselves with and so forth. And one of the things that we realized is that, especially in this economic climate, charities are really suffering. You know, they're trying to raise money and donations and stuff. And, you know, with a poor and distressed economy, you know, they really get affected greatly on that. So we try to figure out, well, it's one thing to align ourselves with one charity, that's great, but how can we create a program to help a vast amount of charities, you know, whether it's with music or kids or any of these things? So we created this global giving program, and we aligned this thing with our DPS technology. One of the cool things about this technology is that, you know, it's available in cars, it's in consumer electronics, and the one thing it's going, with all the audio in the world coming from the cloud, you know, MP3s, compressed, right, streaming audio, this remasters the audio, so it turns it into amazing sound for just a simple download on your iPhone or a plug-in on your computer, that your average person can do this as well. So with just an awareness program, we've aligned ourselves with Music Unites and Kids Be Kids and some great charities like that that are, you know, near and dear to us, especially, you know, when it deals with youth and with and music. A networking program using coupon codes and just awareness building programs, we're able to give back, you know, significant donations back to these charities.
Mm-hmm. Now, why do you think it's important to give back?
Well, I could take that question in a million different ways. Personally, it's just, you know, these are, you know, when you appreciate what you have and all the hard work that you've put into it, the natural response is that you want to give back and you want to take that effort that you've done, pass it forward so these other people can do the same thing. And you know, not to sound corny, but it's the more people that keep doing this and become successful and you help give back to these people, the better society that we have.
Absolutely. Now, those charities, everyone, we're talking about are Kids Be Kids. It's spelled KIDZ, the letter B, KIDZ.org. So that's kidsbekids.org. And also musicunites.org. I know of musicunites.org.
Yeah, Music Unites. Well, and we have our website to where all this is facilitated from is with our plugin is dpsplugin.com. And you can go there, you can test out the technology, you can try it for free. It's a free download to try it, and if it's something that you like, and all purchases, at the end of the purchase, you can actually drop down a list, and all of our charities that we're involved with are listed there. You could pick your favorite charity. You get a 15% or 10% discount off your purchase, and with that purchase, a donation goes directly to that charity of your choice.
So that's pretty much how it works then, right?
It's very, very simple.
Simple.
You know, it's something that's simple. The technology is fun. The technology is just amazing. I mean, just, you know, talk radio, you know, a program like yourself, especially with a podcast or something, you know, I use it all the times because, you know, then it makes the audio so much clearer, so much better sounding, and it's something that's fun. And then when you tie it into the charitable thing, it's fun, it makes sense, and it's something worth doing.
You know, I love when someone, like this great organization, the whole Bon Jovi Acoustics, you guys give back, you make the community a better place, and it's just, it's a feel-good thing, right?
It's a feel-good thing, and when you see you're able to give back, and especially see people enriched in not just the benefits from the program, but you look at the technology that we have, and it enriches them on a day-to-day level. It's
Absolutely.
About bringing fun back into entertainment and bringing everything full circle.
Speaking of full circle, give us that website one more time so we can go there and check it out.
It is dpsplugin.com. You could try it free. And from that site, you can get to our corporate website, which is Bon Jovi Acoustics. We have a DPS Insider page, which all of our engineers, our studios, our partners, we're all tied in. We're all having fun chatting on those things. And everything from cool things you can do with the technology to get an inside look at what we're doing in our recording studios. You know, a lot of cool stuff right from dpsplugin.com.
That's it. You know, I'm going to come and check out your studios because they're like right around the corner from me. So we'll make that happen. I'll come by and meet you and we'll check everything out there. How does that sound?
Absolutely. I'd love to have you.
Cool. Well, listen, Rob Roy, I know that you just got back from a trip, so I'm going to let you go. Catch up on your sleep.
Yes, yes. I'm definitely got the jet lag syndrome.
You were just where? New Zealand, weren't you?
I was in New Zealand, yes.
Awesome. Well, welcome back home. Have a wonderful night, and we thank you so much for being here on Max and Friends.
My pleasure, Max. It was a pleasure to be here.
Have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Good night. Well, coming up next, we've got my girl, Vicky, from SOSFlorida.com. You know, that's one of my places that I just adore. And Vicky's going to tell you more about SOS and our big gala coming up. So I would just want to say thank you. And when we're back, Vicky, hit it, Ronan.
THANKYOU. Thank you. Thank you. THANKYOU. Thank you. Thank you. THANKYOU. THANKYOU. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. Well, I'm glad you're here because we're talking about some charities tonight and giving back. You know how much I love to give back to the community, not only that I live in, but the global community that we all live in. So, y'all, speaking of giving back, I want you to go to my app. Go get it if you have an Android phone. Give me a break because it's going to be on iPhones in just a little bit. But y'all got to give me patience, just a little bit of patience. And once it's up there, you're going to be able to go right onto the Max Tucci app. That's right. I got my own app and it's free. How does that sound? And when you get there, there's going to be a little present. And in that little present, you're going to click the bow. And when you open it up, it's going to bring you to one of my favorite organizations, which is SOS Villages. Now, their website is SOSFlorida.com. And the reason why I know so much about this website is because we are in the midst of a massive gala coming up April 21st. In Delray Beach, Florida, at the Mercedes-Benz dealership. And we're just going to have an amazing time. We've got a dance floor. We got DJ Lena from New York. She's flying down. She's going to be in Berlin the week before. Coming to us. We're going to spin it out. We're going to have an amazing time. We've got all the tables going on. We've got casino night. I call it rock and roll. It's a whole night of rock tie, I call it. It's black tie mixed with rock and roll. So it's a lot of fun. But it benefits SOS Florida. .com. And I've got Vicky here from SOS, and she's going to tell us about the village and their whole mission. So, Vicky, welcome to Max and Friends.
Hey, Max. Good to hear from you.
You know, it's so funny because we always work together, and now you're here on my show, and we're talking about SOS. So, just so my listeners know, give them the mission of SOS.
SOS is really all about caring for foster children, and it's such a unique place. You've been there. And it's nothing like you've ever imagined before. We really are a neighborhood of homes devoted to our foster kids. So we have 12 homes on our block that look just like your homes and just like any other neighborhood in the U.S. And those homes usually have about 72 boys and girls living in them. And we really are devoted to two things. And the first is giving them that typical home and that family that they've been missing. So they're growing up there with their brothers and sisters and their foster brothers and sisters and our staff taking care of them. And not only are they getting that great family feeling and support inside the home that they're living in, but they're getting it from all the other homes in the village because all the other kids there are going through the same things that they're going through because they're all in foster care. But it's because of all of the support and the love that we get from the community, all of their time and donations and whatnot, that really helps us, you know, set ourselves apart. Is we provide so much more than just those households. And that's where that second part comes in. We make sure that all of our kids, you know, they're getting tutoring, they're getting therapy, everything that they're going to need to kind of help heal and soothe over what they've been through. And then we're doing lots of life skills for them and teaching them, you know, cooking and cleaning. But all the other stuff as they get a little bit older that they're going to need to take care of themselves, like riding the buses and filling out job applications. And because we really want them to succeed and to have that leg up that all of children should get when they're growing up.
Absolutely. And just be like, you know, normal humans in a society that we all live in. And what I love about SOS, everyone, you've got to realize I've go there often. I'm probably there now almost about once a week because I've got our big event coming up. But it's literally like going into a regular, normal neighborhood. It's not like, you know, you go into some of these, and we could almost say it's more orphanage because don't you have some kids for adoption?
We do. Of course, that's all run through the state. We're really just the foster care providers, but we've got kids who might go home to family at some point. But we've got,
because you know, it's interesting. People ask me, they're like, Max, is it an orphanage? Is it a foster care? I said, it's almost a mix of everything, but it's a safe haven for kids who are in the system that are able to live a normal, productive life without all the chaos that surrounds them, unfortunately, through their families. Now, what age, Vicki, are the kids there right now?
Our youngest right now is 3 years old, but she's been with us for about a year. And we've got some pictures that date back, some kids that were, you know, almost a year old, 6 months old, mm-hmm. when they came to us. Our oldest right now actually is 18 years old. He's been with us for a couple of years. He's getting
now,
ready
how
to
is it possible?
About.
Yeah, how is it possible that he's 18 and still there?
That's one of our biggest things. Is we've been around. Next year we're going to be celebrating 20 years. So we've seen, you know, a good generation of children grow up with us. And when we first opened up, we had a lot of kids that were growing up with us. They'd arrive when they were 6 months or 2 or 3 years old, and they'd leave us when they were graduating high school. And in foster care, when you're 18, you're usually, you know, you're shut out. You're no longer in the system, so you're kind of on your own. And we raised these kids, and we just couldn't see ourselves saying, well, thank you very much, you're 18, go have a nice life. You know, they were family, and that's really what we were about, and that's one of the greatest things that impressed me when I first came to the village was that sense of family that kind of stays with you forever. So we have a whole program for our alumni. Our oldest right now is actually, gosh, you've got to be almost 31 now. You know, and we hear from him on occasion. We helped him start a business a couple years ago. We help them when they're changing jobs or graduating college. We had a couple girls get their master's degree last year. And some few of our alumni have kids of their own, but we're always there to support them.
Now, would you say you guys have an aftercare program for once they leave SOS?
Mm-hmm. That whole program is really designed to help them, you know, make sure they have a place to live. You know, if they're going through school or college or trade school, what paperwork do they need to get in? You know, do they have their books for studying? Do they have bus passes to get around? Can they find jobs? You know, are they really succeeding in taking care of themselves? Even, you know, even now I still call up my mom and say, you know, hey, what do you think about this? Or I need some help on that. And they know that they can always turn back to us and do that.
That's wonderful. Now, how long are you working at SOS for?
I've been there about 4 years now.
And what's the thing that sticks out to you the most about what a wonderful organization SOS is?
I have an amazing perspective. You know, my job, I know we have case managers there, and I know our staff that's living in the homes with the kids, you know, they're dealing with that intense stuff. They're dealing with all the day-to-day issues. And I'm going there, and I'm just having a good old time because I'm bringing in volunteers, and I'm bringing in groups and doing projects and helping keep the village going because I work more in the community. But I always just, you know, sometimes it's hard to remember everything that they've gone through because just to see how the kids are bouncing back and they're smiling and they're happy and they're having a good time and they just feel like normal kids when you look at them and I know that's because of what we're doing. I had a guest a couple months ago came to visit, and she was from another country where they have a different kind of SOS village, and I need to go visit them, and she came here and she says, wow, you know, they're smiling, and I'm like, oh my goodness. It just blows my mind.
No, it does. Now, since you are there every day and you've been there every day for 4 years, more or less, during the week, What is it you see besides money that SOS needs at the Village?
All the support that we get in is great. We always have a need for mentors to volunteer their time, obviously. We really rely on the corporations, the businesses, and the people in the community that give our children support, whether it's, you know, take your child to work day, then they're bringing our kids in, or you know, the different things that they can provide for our boys and girls. You know, we're coming up on 20 years, and not only are we thinking in terms of you know, our typical fundraisers, you know, over the summer we'll have summer camp and back to school then comes up really quickly and the holidays are always big for us. But as you know, you age, you think about your household, you know, everything starts going at 20 years and you think of all the wear and tear that we put in because we've got 6 or 7 kids, you know, running around each of the houses all day, every day for years. And we're actually getting ready not just to celebrate our 20th anniversary, but I think we're gonna do a bigger makeover this year. Soon too, so just to kind of refresh ourselves and to keep the kids feeling like they're living in that beautiful place. Get out of the- This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. We're back. Hi, Vicky. How are you?
Hey, Max.
And so I just had a little a mic disconnect, but all is well. So basically, you know, it happens. Technical problems happen. Mercury's in retrograde until April 10th, people. So that's what's going on. But now, Vicky, our big event is coming up April 21st, which is the Hope and Home Gala. We've got a fun night ahead, and we've got some great auction items. Y'all know my Twitter people. Thank you for tweeting. I got a tweet. And y'all know that we are going to have a very special gift there, auction item, where y'all could be my co-host, and we're going to have Eva LaRue from CSI Miami, and we're going to have, of course, Emily Proctor from CSI Miami. They're going to be the guests, and y'all can co-host, so go to sosflorida.com. You can place an absentee bid there. We haven't figured out quite yet how to do it, but it will work somehow, right, Vicky?
I'll get it up there. Don't worry about that.
I'm not concerned. But so, you know, the wear and tear every day is, of course, what's so sad. You know, houses in 20 years, they do start to, you know, get wear and tear. So if you all are interested in how you can donate or how you can get involved with one of my favorite charities, which is SOS Florida, go to sosflorida.com. It's pretty much that simple. And then, Vicky, now, you know, through the years, we've had great people involved. Eduardo Zoll from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Of course, Eva LaRue from CSI, she's been there. And the kids really love it. You know, we brought over a boxer the other day. Corey was there, and the kids, two of the kids met him, and they just loved it. They were alumni, and I love that. Tell everyone how you have the kids come back and work at the Village.
We do have, on our alumni side, we do have an internship program that's done through a series of grants for our kids. And that's going to give them a chance to get some work skills under their belt, make a little bit of money to support themselves while they're usually in college or going to some kind of trade school while that's happening. And it's a great environment because they're already surrounded by people that they know, in a place that they know, and it's very comforting to them, and they can really, you know, start to put together some skills and build up that resume for them. So, yeah, the boys that you met that day, Kelvin and Brandon, have been with us now, gosh, probably for over a year now. They're actually right now working with our facilities manager, so they're kind of learning the trade and keeping our village going and thriving.
No, it's great. Well, you know how much I enjoy SOS Florida. And I thank you for being here tonight. And, of course, everyone, SOSFlorida.com is the website. Go on there, learn about it, because there's 365 villages total in the world and only three in the States?
Actually, I lost track at about 501.
Oh, my God, 501. Levi's 501. Okay.
The majority of them are overseas. There's right now only three in the U.S., and right. Our two sister villages are over in Chicago, but they're very different from us, too.
Very cool. Well, I thank you so much for being here, Vicki. It's been a pleasure having you on, and, of course, I will see you, I think, on Wednesday. I'm coming by because we're going to bring over our friends from Apps Bar. So see you on Wednesday.
Great. Thanks so
Have
much.
A good night. Thank you, Vicki.
You too.
All right, everyone.
Okay.
The site again, sosflorida.com. That's where you want to go visit. Sorry for the little interruption. You know, Mercury's in retrograde, but we're moving along here on Max and Friends. I just want to say thank you. And when we're back, Roger's going to be here with charitymusic.org, another wonderful charity that I just found out about. Thank you. Hit it, Ronan.
THANKYOU. Thank you, thank you, THANKYOU, thank you, thank you, THANKYOU, THANKYOU, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Sushi. Welcome back. Yes, thank you indeed. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you all for going to download my app, the Max Tucci app, on Android phones. It's going to be on iTunes real quick, and it's going to be free there too. So when it's up, I'll let y'all know. Follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. And you know, there I'm going to post all my wonderful sites, the charity sites that I just love to hear about and love to discover. And there's nothing better than finding out about a new one. You know, when you find out about something new and you just get all excited about what's it all about and where do you find it and how do you get more information on it? Well, the next charity we're going to talk about is charitymusic.org. Yes, we are. And that's a wonderful charity because we've got Roger here tonight and he's going to give us the whole scoop on charitymusic.org. Welcome, Roger, to Max and Friends.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad you're here. So tell us about charitymusic.org.
Okay, Charity Music, actually, we started in 1996. We had our first musical instrument donation drive, by which people donated instruments and we gave them to the children in need. In retirement, we decided to make it into a full-blown 501c3, and in 2005, we applied for our 501c3 status. It was the fastest one that was ever approved. And they made it retroactive for 1 year because our records were in such good shape and everyone was aware of the good that we were doing. And since then, we've been growing at a rather fast pace. We're all volunteer organization. We have several different programs. One of our main programs is called the Instant Petting Zoo. And what that is we go and we set up musical instruments. Rather than animals, they're actually instruments. Kids are encouraged to come and play at festivals and in school libraries, places like that. There's over 100 instruments for them to experiment with. We have another program called the Intermezzo Project, and that one deals strictly with homeless students, by which we give any homeless student an instrument that wants to further his musical interest. And then we have one for the military. It's called Notes of Appreciation, Music for the Military. There's over 157 VA facilities. The majority of them have music therapy programs, and our goal is to provide each one of those facilities with a guitar and keyboard, not only for the residents to use, but also for visiting artists that can stop in and just play a few numbers for the troops.
Wow. Now, let me ask you, Roger, why did you get involved in this charity?
When I was actually in the military band myself, and I kind of credit it to saving my life in a way. We were getting shipped out to Cuba, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. It was one of the first problems we had before Vietnam. And just then I got transferred to the Marine Corps Band. And since then, I've just always appreciated music. Plus, there's throughout the years, there have been so many more benefits of music, not only music therapy, but things like that, that made music a more important part of my life. And I'm just trying to share it with others and, you know, give them the opportunity that I had.
So I bet the military portion of CharityMusic.org really is something that touches heart with you, no?
Yes. Like I say, there's over 157 VA facilities. Right now, we're supplying 26 of them out of 26 states out of the 50. We've been very fortunate with some of our sponsors, not only instruments, but they donate sheet music. So there's a lot of good people out there trying to, you know, help out, and that's probably
absolutely
the secret to our success.
Now, how can people get involved, and what do you need most from people?
Well, most is the monetary, and this is the reason for it, is we get a great deal of instruments, but in a lot of cases they need repair. We not only the instruments that are out there, but like, for instance, college students. A college student, if a clarinet, for instance, rents for $35 for the entire year, we give it to that student $35. If it's $35 a month, we give it to them $35 for the entire year. But along with that, when it comes back, it's always usually needs repair, tune-up. So it's mostly the maintenance of the instruments that are the biggest burden on us.
Now, can people send instruments to you, or do you recommend?
Yeah, most certainly.
And anywhere, people listening right now, where can they send them?
Okay, on our website, you'll see two addresses. Mm-hmm. That's the CharityMusic.org website. Mm-hmm. Some could be sent to our Sterling Heights office or to the Clinton Township, Michigan office. But in some cases, depending on where the donor is located, we have volunteers in most of the states. And what we try to do is keep the instruments local whenever possible. An example, if someone in Connecticut wanted to donate an instrument, they would email us, tell us what they have, and we may have someone in need, you know, close in their area. So we try to keep everything as local as we can.
I love that. That's so cool. So people don't have to worry about big shipping bills.
Right. And it's not only that, but in the case of the VA facilities, what we try to do is, depending on the funds that are available, we would rather buy an instrument locally, you know, at the local music store.
Right.
Hopefully at a pretty good discount, you know, and make it available to either the VA facility or to the individual. That way we stimulate some of the local economy. You know, and if there is a problem, they have it, can take it right back to the shop, or if they want to buy additional, you know, equipment, they already have that relationship going. you know, with the local music stores.
Now, tell us a little bit about the – I love the whole homeless student portion of CharityMusic.org. I think that's such a wonderful program. So tell my listeners right now basically what you guys do with the homeless kids.
Okay. What we try to do is we get every homeless student the opportunity to participate in a music program. Mm. So the one thing about the homeless, there's a lot of confidentiality, you know, involvements both with the schools and the facilities that they stay at. So we usually work right with the social worker or with the there's actually a representative at each school by law who's responsible for the homeless students. And so we don't work directly with the students. We work with either the social worker or the school coordinator. One thing interesting about that, when we decided to implement the homeless program on a statewide scale and even national, it seemed overwhelming at the time. But in reality, they're pretty much restricted to the type of instruments that they have facilities for. You know, it's just smaller instruments if they live in places like that. So it ended up being a lot more doable than we ever imagined. And now we're trying to expand that into actual music lessons, even if they're not, if they don't have lessons at the school. But if there's one that's interested in music, we try to find them in our music mentoring program.
Oh, that's wonderful. So so they're not left behind in the wonderful world of music, right?
Yeah. The gift of music is it just makes such a difference in people's life. And
It's so therapeutic, especially, you know.
Yeah.
When you think about students, you don't think about some of these kids don't have a home to go to. You know, that's such the sad part there, because you think of kids are in school, all they go are about their way. But then when that bell rings and it's 3 o'clock, some of these kids have nowhere to go. There's no escape. So once they get into the music and into these instruments, they're escaping into a world that's going to create their future. So charitymusic.org is the place to go if you want to help them. I think it's a wonderful site. I'm going to go check it out some more, because I think the whole idea is wonderful. So, Roger, I thank you so much for being here and thank you for having us. It's my pleasure.
We appreciate it, and keep up the good work of us, not only ourselves, but all the nonprofits need all as much visibility as we can get, and the people like you that make our job a lot easier.
Well, you know, so, thank you for saying that, Roger, because it's interesting. You know what happens is I've been doing this show for 4 years, right? And I've done some TV here and there, but I've never seen a platform for charities.
No, really isn't.
On TV, on radio, wherever, there's really no platform. So I'm kind of making that conscious decision, and my intentions are that I'm going to make my show a platform every now and then so that charities like charitymusic.org can get their voice out there and get people interested. We got to get,
yes,
you know, it's good to give back. And today, especially this weekend, is a holiday weekend, you know. I thank you for being here.
The people that support nonprofits, or even nonprofits that are, supporting the music field. And it's hard to get that message out to people. They don't, there's people have so many choices and things to do during the day. It's hard to get their attention.
It is. But you know what? You got to listen to your heart, and wherever it tells you to go, that's where you go with charity. And that's why I believe I got to expose all of you to all my listeners out there, because they're going to go where they want to go. And I'm glad that you were part of the show tonight and that they can go to charitymusic.org.
Yes, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Cool, Roger. Well, have a wonderful night.
Thank you
so much.
Keep up the good work. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Well, you see, everyone, it feels good to give back. And that's why I want you to know about SOS and about Charity Music and Kids for Kids, Kids Be Kids. You know, of course, if you just go to my website, maxsucci.com, you can see all the charities I'm involved with there. You can go to the LA Talk Radio page. I think I show some there. I just believe, since as a child, that in order to live a life of substance and a life of gratitude, you have to give back. There's nothing more fulfilling, and it just feels good. You know what I'm talking about, people? I don't know. If you haven't ever given back to someone or to an organization, you might not feel the way I'm feeling right now. So I encourage you to do it, you know, not just because it's Easter weekend or Passover weekend, but do it because something inside of you says, I can make a difference. And you can. and you will. And I love music, so charitymusic.org, I think, is a really cool place. You know, music is a fun place to get wrapped in and to get kids to escape these horrific lives they live. Imagine people, just for a second, because we're going to have my next guest on, because we're going to give you some fun news. But just imagine for a second, you know, back in school, or you're still in school and you're sitting next to someone. It just like hit me so hard right now when I realized some of these kids don't have homes to go to after class. Or isn't that like, that makes me so upset, because I never thought of that. I never thought of that. It's like one of those Oprah aha moments. Sometimes there's a kid in your class who doesn't have a home to go to. Wow. That makes you grateful for just being, right? Being in this moment. So thank you, Roger, because you just opened up something in me right now where I got to do more about these kids in school who don't have homes to go to. Wow. All right. Well, speaking of wows, and since we're in that little sad vibe right now, you know, all Mike Wallace died, and he was a big CBS icon, and it's just another amazing man is out of here and living a better life somewhere out there. You know what I mean? But 93 years old, good for him. Well, on a bright note, everyone, you know what I love besides music? I love the rodeo. So let's get a great song playing right now. Funny as all funny, called Rodeo. And when we're back, oh, by the way, Gary Lee sings Rodeo. When we're back, my girl Sarah's going to be here to tell us about WestPalmBeachRodeo.com. Hit it, Ronan.
Well, it's 40 below and I don't give a fuck. Got a heater in my truck and I'm off to the rodeo. And it's hell, I'm out of left and hell, I'm out of right. Come on, you fucking let me get you right, step right. Get off stage, goddamn good, you know. You piss me off, you fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand. He's a one-ball man and he's off to the rodeo. It's hell, I'm out of left and hell, I'm out of right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right, step right. Get off stage, goddamn goof, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. And I don't give a fuck cause I'm off the rodeo. Tell me left and tell me right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right step right. Get off stage, goddamn goof, you know. You piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with his knicker in his hand. He's a one ball man and he's off the rodeo. Off. Fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Got a heater in my truck and I'm off to the rodeo. And it's hell, I'm out of left and hell, I'm out of right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goof, you know. You piss me off, you fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand. He's a one ball man and he's off to the rodeo. And it's hell, I'm out of left and hell, I'm out of right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right step right. Get off stage, goddamn goof, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
me off. Fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with a stinger in his hand. He's a one ball man and he's off the rodeo. Me off, fucking jerk, get on my nerves.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back, everybody. Yes, that was I Think We're Alone Now, because we are alone now. You know what's going on, my friends. Sarah was supposed to be here from WestPalmBeachRodeo.com. Now, here's the story, everyone. Next weekend, April 13th, 14th, and 15th is the West Palm Beach Rodeo. So I want you to check it out. WestPalmBeachRodeo.com. I'm definitely going to go there. Hopefully we'll get Sarah here because I want you all to know about this thing going on. And I think the only way to tell you is by letting you know about it. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 13th, 14th, 15th, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., WestPalmBeachRodeo.com. There's going to be a wild fashion show too. Rodeo crashes with fashion. So I'm going to go see some bull riding, some barrel turning, and some good old times. So I hope y'all are going to tune into next Sunday to let you, I'm going to let y'all know about it. I am going to bed. I am so tired. I love you all for listening. Please, please, please make a difference. Do something. Change doesn't change until you change. And we need your help. SOSFlorida.com, CharityMusic.org. All these people need your help. And or if this show has just like prompted you to look up something online and give somewhere else, go do that. But give and tweet me at Maxucci and let me know all about it. I love you for listening. Thank you for listening. And until next time, take life to the max. Good night, everyone. I'm your host, Max Tucci, on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio. Thank you.
THANKYOU. Thank you. Thank you. THANKYOU. Thank you. Thank you. THANKYOU. THANKYOU. Thank you. Thank you.